This week on The Marquee, we've got drug-dealing lawyers and seniors behaving badly. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, Johnny Knoxville stars in the Jackass spinoff Bad Grandpa. Knoxville plays Irving Zisman, a cranky and lady-hungry 86-year-old that must take his 8-year-old grandson on a cross-country adventure. I was initially worried that the joke would quickly wear thin, but for the most part, Bad Grandpa works surprisingly well.
Written by No Country for Old Men novelist Cormac McCarthy and directed by Ridley Scott, the crime thriller The Counselor stars Michael Fassbender as a lawyer who gets involved in drug trafficking in order to support himself and his fiancée. But when things go wrong, he finds himself fearing for his life. Penelope Cruz, Cameron Diaz, Javier Bardem, and Brad Pitt co-star.
Opening at the Gateway, the documentary Birth of the Living Dead examines the making of and the influence of George A. Romero's Night of the Living Dead and its lasting influence on horror films.
Opening at the Drexel, the Saudi Arabian drama Waja tells the story of a young girl who will stop at nothing to earn the money to buy herself a bicycle, even though girls in her conservative culture aren't supposed to ride bikes. Or, for comedy and family-friendly fun on a budget, you can head to Carriage Place this weekend to check out Jason Sudeikis and Jennifer Aniston in We're the Millers, or the animated adventure of Disney's Planes or Despicable Me 2. But for my pick this week, I'll go with The Counselor. It didn't screen for critics in Columbus, but the cast and crew alone could make it worth a look.
Agreed. I'm a huge Ridley Scott fan, and with that cast, it's hard not to recommend The Counselor. With that said, if you're a fan of the Jackass films, you'll probably enjoy Bad Grandpa quite a bit as well.
Or if the latest batch of theatrical releases doesn't have you racing out to buy a ticket, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like The Conjuring. Insidious director James Wan's haunted house thriller stars Ron Livingston and Lily Taylor as a couple who turn to a pair of demonologists when strange occurrences in their new house start keeping their family up at night. Though the story is a bit muddled and confusing, Wan holds nothing back, making The Conjuring a chilling and suspenseful pick for your Halloween viewing.
Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn star in The Internship. Sean Levy directs this film about two recently unemployed salesmen that accept intern positions at Google in hopes of earning a job offer. They quickly find out that a lot of things have changed in the digital age.
Drive director Nicholas Winding Refn's latest, Only God Forgives, stars Ryan Gosling as a Bangkok drug dealer and boxing promoter whose quiet life is turned upside down when his older brother is murdered. Though it's definitely a strikingly artistic film, the extremely minimalist story will leave you scratching your head.
Ethan Hawke, Julie Delpy, and director Richard Linklater return for Before Midnight. Catch up with Jesse and Celine 18 years after their chance encounter on a train bound for Vienna and how their lives have both changed.
Written and directed by the Oscar-winning writers of The Descendants, The Way Way Back is the story of a shy teenage boy on an awkward summer vacation with his mom and her boyfriend.
Other new releases include As Cool As I Am, Dead and Tombstone, I Give It a Year, and Nikita, the complete third season. If you're not in the market for a new release this week, there are a couple catalog titles worth checking out, including the six-film Vincent Price Collection, 1992's Freddie Mercury Tribute Concert, and the John Cassavetes Five Films Collection from Criterion.
Well, for my pick this week, I've got to go with The Conjuring. After all, it's the weekend before Halloween, so you'll want to pick up a scary movie. I recommend pairing it with Wan's Insidious.
I too will recommend The Conjuring, which surprisingly enough was not only one of my favorite films of the summer, but of 2013 thus far. This is absolutely the best time of year to watch it, so if you missed it theatrically, check it out now.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for an action-packed literary adaptation, Turkeys on the Run, and Old Guys Out for a Good Time. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyou2.com.
Until next week,
the light that burns twice as bright burns half as long, and you have burned so very, very brightly.